With your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show, I'm Ryan Stone. The GW Eagles won their fifth game in a row as they hammered Bassett 35-0. It was a huge night for running back Stanford Lipscomb.
They'll bring Waller in motion. Fakes to Waller, hands to Lipscomb, and Lipscomb streaks through a big hole off the right side and is going to roll all the way to the end zone from 56 yards out. Stanford Lipscomb, well over 200 yards on the night, and now four touchdowns. And Octavian Covington just handed the ball and started walking off the field. He saw what was coming when he gave it to him.
Lipscomb rushed for 229 yards and four touchdowns in the win. GW head coach Nick Anderson praised the defense's performance after the win.
Well, you know, I think our coaching staff does a good job of, you know, humbling our kids after a win and getting them back focused on Mondays. Other than that, man, it's hats off to the kids. Those boys, we had a defensive game plan. Well, we had some blitz packages based on what they came out. Those guys memorized it and they executed, you know, better than they have all year. I mean, we really did a good job getting to the quarterback and making him run tonight.
GW is now 5-1 on the season and 1-0 in the district and will play on the road at Halifax County on Friday. The Dan River Wildcats ended a two-game losing streak as they beat William Campbell 42-16. Josiah Farmer had two passing touchdowns in the win to lead the way. Dan River head coach Micah Knight praised his team for rallying back from a slow start.
We played good football. I think that we spotted them some points early in the game, but I think we settled down. We made some adjustments in the halftime defensively, and we were able to, you know, just kind of dwarf that with any kind of charge they had. We shut them out completely in the second half, and we continue to score in all facets.
Dan River is now 3-4 overall and 1-2 in district action and will host Gretna on Friday. Speaking to the Hawks, Gretna rolled past Nelson County 42-7. Gretna head coach Sean Miller was pleased with his team's performance.
Hey, great team win, especially coming off a bye. You know, sometimes the week off can be good, sometimes it can be bad, I think. For us this week, it gave us a time, chance to get healed, work on a few things, and we came out to play a solid football game.
The Hawks are now 5-1 on the season and 2-0 in the district. The Chatham Cavaliers fell to Alta Vista 65-6 to drop to 2-4 overall and 0-2 in the district on the season. That's your URW High School Football Scoreboard Show. I'm Ryan Stone.